French warplanes attack rebels in northern Mali. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. French warplanes are continuing their attacks on rebels in Mali. France's Air Force is now targeting the last place that the rebels hold. A total of 30 fighter jets hit rebel positions in and near the northern town of Kidal. French soldiers took over the Kidal airport on Wednesday, but rebel Tuareg soldiers still control the town, which is close to the border with Algeria. French President François Hollande said he was pleased with the progress France has made so far. However, he warned that the fighting was not yet over. He told reporters, "There is still a whole part of the north that remains unconquered. There are terrorist groups concentrated in some areas of the country. There are still risks of terrorism." Mr. Hollande spent one day in Mali last week. He was warmly welcomed by large crowds in the desert town of Timbuktu. He also visited the capital, Bamako, where he told people that the rebel fighters had suffered big losses in France's three-week campaign. The French president also promised he would help Mali rebuild after the conflict is over. Mr. Hollande said France would provide Mali with aid for buildings and roads. He also said Mali would get help to restore cultural and historic sites that rebels damaged. Hollande added that French troops would leave Mali after the government regains control of all its land. Once France leaves, a UN-backed African force will help keep the peace in Mali. This is Ted McAleer reporting from Sevilla, Spain.